See, I mean, if you knew the minds that are in play here, man, it's a different kind of a world. So you got to be prepared. You got to be prepared. We're calling men in to become absolute thinkers, to know who they are in Christ, not to be ashamed of God making you a man, because a heterosexual man is now marginalized in the enemy of the state. They follow the homosexuals and the sodomites. A heterosexual, normal guy with a family, with a wife, a couple of kids, somebody committed to a relationship, somebody that's going to walk in righteousness, that's a foreign individual. As a matter of fact, he has to be eradicated. I'm going to show you worldwide how they're targeting every guy like that to get rid of him. If he's in leadership somewhere, point him out, target him, and destroy him. Because he's got to be removed for the sodomite sissy ruler, the Antichrist, to come to power. And the world has been conditioned to receive a soft, effeminate man as the king of the world. If you got any alliances or allegiances to a heterosexual man that's a leader, especially as a woman, they're going to kill a woman for this. If you try to pin yourself to a guy that's normal and you're following, you're more of a threat to Jezebel than a man. He hates a woman that'll walk with a man. Man, you're talking about hatred. They dealing you a hand. You playing poker. You got to play the hand that you got dealt. I didn't ask to be born now, but I am. I'm around. I'm living in it. So you got to make your stand. You got to get your lot in life. Make your stand, what you believe. That's it. Don't let people push you around. I'm telling you what I believe.